Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. The 17th of the month, August 17th, a young man steps up here from Australia, folks. He is a fantastic fighter. He is, what, 31-1 now? Did I get that right? Taking on Derek Barker. Derek Barker's 25-1 with 16 KOs, but Mr. Gill, Danny Gill, 29-1, 15 KOs. Listen, this guy went into Germany and he beat basically Max Schmeling. Well, the current day Max Schmeling and Felix Sturm. Because if you can beat Felix Sturm on points in Germany, guess what? You've thoroughly beaten the man because he gets every close call in the world in that land of the Deutsch. Anyway, the bottom line is he is on the line. Of course, I'm talking about the man from Australia, Daniel Gill. And Daniel, welcome to the United States, man. How are you?
Hey, yeah, going well. Thanks for having me.
That's good. How you feeling?
Yeah, it's been good. Man, it was a long flight getting here, but yeah, recovering now and yeah, looking forward to Saturday night.
Oh, you know, how long was the fight? I flew to China a few times. Is Australia further than China? It was like 14 hours.
Yeah, it's really just a little bit longer than that. I think it was about 16 or something it took us to get here, but yeah, it was all right. I got plenty of sleep and recharging now, so I'm looking forward to it.
Daniel, you know, did you put on any weight on the airplane? Some people, they say that when you fly, you retain water. Did you put on a couple of pounds of water? Did that happen?
Yeah, that usually happens. Yeah, you put a little bit of water on, but it comes off pretty quick. I've been sweating a little bit since I've got here, and yeah, it's coming off pretty quickly.
Okay, tell me about Felix Sturm. I mean, going into Germany and beating Felix Sturm is, like, simply unheard of. When you did it, all of us were, like, in shock here on the Internet. We had to see the fight on tape. When we finally saw the fight on tape, you definitely won the fight. But, man, we were just, like, blown away by it. Here's this kid from Australia who goes into Germany and takes care of Felix Sturm. What was that all about?
Yeah, well, you know, we were told pretty early on, you know, especially taking my IBF title there and defending it there, you know, that people said you weren't going to be able to beat Felix, and there's no chance. You're basically going over and giving your title away. But, you know, I sat down with my team, and, you know, we worked out a plan. I knew exactly what I had to do, and, you know, I stuck to my guns. I trained the house down. I'd done everything that I had to do in the gym, and yeah, we just went over there with confidence, and I did my job.
Okay. But, you know, Sturm is a difficult dude, no question about that. Some of the other guys I'm looking at here in the top 10, looks like Sergio Martinez. You think Sergio Martinez, is it time to stick a fork in him? Is he done?
It's hard to say. You know?
Oh, I mean, come on! Come
on! He is getting injured a lot, but he's sort of... He's looking to be towards the end, so it would be a great time to fight him. You know, I would have loved to fight him, you know, now or any time before this would have been great.
Well, you're the IBF champion. How do they treat you at home? I remember when Jeff Fenwick was champion and living in Australia. He was like a god. Do they carry you around the streets or what?
No, it's not nothing too much like that. I do get plenty of support back home, but. Yeah, boxing isn't as big in Australia as it is in the U.S., so that's probably one thing that's a little bit frustrating. But, you know, hopefully with what I'm doing and the fights that I'm fighting, you know, it's helping to lift boxing in Australia a little.
Daniel Gill's our guest, folks, the IBF, the International Boxing Federation, 160-pound champion. He is 29-1, 15 KOs. Of course, he's taking on Darren Barker next week. Now, tell me about... You're making your United States debut. Who put this together? Gary Shaw?
Yeah, that's right. Gary did. You know, I've been pushing for this one for a little while. You know, I've been very keen to come over and fight. And, you know, we believe Darren's a great opponent. He's a guy that's come very close before, and, you know, he's very hungry now. So, you know, we know it's going to make a really interesting fight and a really exciting fight as well. And, you know, Gary Shaw's done a great job in... you're making it such a huge show.
We're talking with Daniel Gill, folks. As I said, 29-1, 15 KOs. Of course, the IBF middleweight champion. Is there a lot of pressure on you carrying the entire country of Australia? Because you're really the only Australian world champion right now, correct?
Sakia Bika is the current.
True. I take that back.
But yeah, he's I guess he's a resident now, but. I don't believe that I carry that weight. Like, I don't put that pressure on myself, but you know, I'm just doing my thing, and hopefully, yeah, hopefully people like what I'm doing, and yeah, I just want to go over and I want to keep winning. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a tough fight, and these are what, you know, champions are made up, take fights like these.
You got to give Sergio Bica some credit. The guy's got big stones, all kinds of guts. He always comes in shape. He's ready to fight. He took on Andre Ward in his own hometown. He's fought everybody at home. Finally, he gets a break and gets his WBC 168-pound title. I couldn't have been happier for the guy.
Yeah, same myself. You know, I've done a lot of sparring with Sergio over the years, and he's a great guy as well, and deserves it. He's worked very hard for a lot of years, and hopefully now he's going to get that recognition he deserves.
Okay, the HBO main eventer, folks, is on the line. Daniel Gill, as I said, the IBF middleweight champion from down under. I'm talking about Australia, taking on Darren Barker from the UK, 25-1, 16 KOs. This is at the Revel Casino Hotel in Sin City East. That's what I call it, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Good Lord, Atlantic City's come a long ways in my lifetime. I remember when it was nothing but like a ghetto. Then it was a beach. Then I'm saying, you wouldn't believe it. You know all those casinos there before that are there now? They were never there before. There was a bunch of shacks on the beach. That was Atlantic City. I'll kid you not. That was Atlantic City. You went back there and you ate popcorn and candy and all that kind of good stuff. That's all you did. Eat candy and ate ice cream and sat on the beach. Now there's all these billion-dollar hotels. I mean, you wouldn't know the place from 30 years ago, but Atlantic City treating you good?
Yeah, we're in New York at the moment.
New York?
Just finished off a little bit of training up here, just a little bit of light stuff. And I think in a couple of days' time, we'll be coming down to Atlantic City. And yeah, it'll be my first time down there, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I'm going to tell you a little story about Atlantic City, Daniel. It's February. I think it's February. Roberto Duran's fighting Iran Barkley back in 1989. So it's snowing. There is snow on the ground, like 6-8 inches of snow, right? And there was a hooker walking down the strip wearing a miniskirt up to nothing, wearing a set of earmuffs, nothing but a set of earmuffs. It was like, I looked up the clock, it was 18 degrees. So that's good. That's a little side joke about Atlantic City. So tell me about the HBO debut now. Big thing for you.
Yeah, it's huge. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while. And it's definitely a big step in my career, I believe. Like I said before, I've been pushing for it for a while, and you know, it's a perfect opportunity for me to come over and make my debut, and put on a big show, and hopefully the American public, American boxing fans enjoy what I do.
Okay, tickets are available at the Revel Casino, folks. In fact, you can check them out online. They got a pretty neat website, Revel Casino, R-E-V-E-L-C-A-S-I-N-O, just how it sounds. RevelCasino.com. You can get your tickets to the fight card on the 17th. Of course, HBO emanating from Atlantic City, going back to Sin City East. Now, tell me about Mr. Barker. What does Mr. Barker bring to the dance?
Darren Barker is, he's a similar background to myself. You know, a decent amateur career. He won gold at the Commonwealth Games the same year that I won as well in the amateurs. I guess it took sort of similar paths. I guess I've probably stepped up, I believe, more than he has. Although he had a fight against Sergio Martinez and come up short, put on a decent performance against him, though. So now he's definitely a worthy opponent. He's a guy with a little bit of height on me, a little bit taller, a little bit of reach as well, but good boxing skills.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla now in the middleweight division, Gennady Golovkin. What is he, 27-0, 24 KOs? I mean, everybody's saying he's the next coming of, like, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Marvin Hagler. He's supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. What do you think about him?
I mean, you got to have respect for a guy like that, but you know, he hasn't been taken to that place yet. You know, he hasn't had an opponent that can push him, you know, late in a fight. So that's something that I believe that needs to be done, and you know, he needs to step up his opposition as well. Although he has, you know, torn just about everybody apart, there are fighters out there that can move. I mean, he has great footwork. He's got great boxing background as well, long amateur career, and yeah, had good skills and decent power as well. But there's definitely, yeah, definitely a little bit more to it than that, about digging deep late in a fight. And you know, if I got that opportunity to fight him, in which there could be, yeah, it's a time where that will happen pretty soon, then, you know, I'd love that opportunity.
That would have huge ramifications. That would be like a super fight, you and him. I mean, no matter where they put it, United States, Europe, if somebody wanted to go down under, that'd sell out a soccer stadium in Australia in a minute, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would these days. I mean, he's created a pretty huge name for himself, and, you know, I mine as well with, you know, with my IBF title, it definitely carry a fair bit of weight. So it'd be something that I'd look forward to. But I think I say it many times back home when I'm speaking to anybody, that, you know, I definitely don't look past my next opponent. You know, the middleweight division is a very strong division. We've got great fighters out there, but, you know, I only look at my next opponent.
Daniel Gill's our guest, folks. We're talking about greatness in the house. 29-1, 15 KOs. The IBF 160-pound champion. That's middleweight champion, of course, taking on Darren Barker. 25-1 with 18 KOs. And this is going down. Take that back. 16 KOs. HBO Boxing After Dark, the 17th, emanating from the Revel Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. You can get tickets at revelcasino.com. This is going to be a great fight card. You know, I'm really happy you came to the U.S. as a boxing writer and somebody as a bit of a pundit and this and that. We really don't get to see the true talent down under sometimes. Sometimes they're there too long. I mean, I thought Fenix should have came stateside a little bit before he did, things like that. But I'm glad you're coming to the United States. I'm glad you're going to make a good splash next week. And, you know, who knows? Gennady Golovkin, you and him could be like the super fight of 2014.
Definitely. That's something that, you know, that my team will be working hard on, and, you know, I'd be keen for. I've said many times back home that, you know, I want to fight the best fighters in the world. I want to make the best fights, and, you know, fighting guys like that will definitely, you know, give the people what they want. They are the fights they want to see.
Okay, I got to ask you one question. Is Anthony Mundine a big pain in the ass?
Yes. I only need the one-word answer to that one, but... Yeah, I mean, Anthony talks the talk, and he's great for the media, and he says a lot of stuff. A lot of the times he doesn't back it up, but yeah, I mean, he just described it very well.
The great Daniel Gill, folks, the IBF middleweight champion, defending his title next Saturday night, August 17th, HBO Boxing After Dark, emanating from Atlantic City and the Revel Casino. Daniel, all the best. I hope you come back and spend some time with me again.
Yeah, definitely will. I appreciate it. Thanks for that.
All the best. Daniel Gill, folks, the IBF middleweight champion of the world. Wow. Nice guy. 29-1, 18 KOs. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The godfather of soul, James Brown, taking this break. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the iHeart Radio Network.